It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 31st, 2020. Today is the birthday of the glamorous and provocative Austrian socialite Alma Mahler, born Alma Schindler in Vienna in 1879. Also musically active from her earliest years, she was the composer of at least 17 songs for voice and piano. She is best known today for her romantic liaisons with a number of men prominent in musical and literary circles in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In her youth, she fell in love with composer and conductor Alexander von Zemlinsky, but their relationship did not last long. She next became the wife of composer Gustav Mahler in 1902, but he did not approve of her continuing to compose music. Eventually, this led to depression because she was artistically stifled. And while her marriage was struggling, she had an affair with famed German architect Walter Gropius, the founder of the Bauhaus School of Design. Hoping to heal the rift between them, Mahler started to encourage Alma's composing and help prepare some of her pieces for publication. But he died soon after this attempted reconciliation in 1911. Alma married Gropius in 1915, and the couple had a daughter together. While she was married to him, she began an affair with Jewish-Austrian novelist Franz Werfel. Alma and Werfel were eventually married after she separated from Gropius. In 1938, after the Anschluss, when Austria was absorbed by Nazi Germany, Werfel and Alma were forced to flee Austria because it was unsafe for Jews to remain there. Eventually, they settled in Los Angeles, where Alma continued her role as a hostess, bringing together such notables as Arnold Schoenberg, Igor Stravinsky, Thomas Mann, and many other artists in her celebrated salon. Werfel, who had already enjoyed moderate renown in the U.S. as a writer, achieved popular fame with his novel The Song of Bernadette, which was made into a popular film in 1943. He also wrote the science fiction novel Star of the Unborn, which was published after his death. In 1946, Alma became an American citizen. Several years later, she moved to New York, where she remained a popular cultural figure, admired by both Leonard Bernstein and Benjamin Britten, who dedicated work to her. She died at age 85 on December 11, 1964, in New York City. She was buried the following February in the Ginzburg Cemetery in Vienna, in the same grave as her daughter, Manon Gropius, and just a few steps away from her first husband, Gustav Mahler. Like her mother, Manon had charmed Vienna society with her vivacious personality and intellect. Her death at 18 from polio inspired composer Alban Berg to write his great violin concerto, which he dedicated to the memory of an angel. Alma's racy obituary in the New York Times prompted musical satirist Tom Lehrer to write a ballad titled Alma, which portrayed her as the loveliest girl in Vienna, the smartest as well, who became a difficult temperamental companion to the work-absorbed Mahler, Gropius, and Werfel, as each in turn came under her spell. She has been the subject of a number of books, films, and plays, including Israeli writer Joshua Sobel's 1996 polydrama Alma, which ran in Vienna for six successive seasons and toured with over 400 performances in Venice, Lisbon, Los Angeles, Berlin, Jerusalem, and Prague, all places where she had lived. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 31st, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.